Hello?
Hello, Annette?
Yes.
It's Roy from the city of... I'm here in the comptroller's office.
Yes.
I'm calling to let you know we're going to be sending some trucks to your house soon. We're going to dig some large holes in your front yard.
Why?
We found this old treasure map kind of behind a file cabinet in the county garage. And we're pretty sure it's real. We're just going to dig some holes and you know, just to be sure. But there's supposed to be a treasure, like, right in the middle of your front yard.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to have to check into that before you start digging any holes.
Oh, no, it's okay. But, we'll fill them back in. It's not a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal to me because I have a sprinkler system out there.
Oh, yeah, we'll be careful. Mainly, we're just going to have to...
Who is Roy? Let me speak to... who is your supervisor, Roy?
Carol, but I'm like, you don't need to talk to her. I'm just letting you know, like, it's probably right below where your sidewalk is. So we'll just have to remove the sidewalk.
I don't have a sidewalk.
Oh, good. Well, the good. We won't have to remove that then.
Roy, now, so, you hold on just a minute.
Why?
I don't know if this is a joke or if this is a scam or what, but I'm calling my attorney before you start digging in holes
on my property. We're going to be there in about an hour with the trucks, with the city trucks. And an entire work crew. They're gonna dig. They might be digging late into the night tonight.
Oh no! We're not gonna be hunting for no treasure on my property.
We'll be finished by tomorrow.
I don't care when you'll be finished.
Yeah, but
I'm talking about digging up my yard and making a mess in my yard.
We'll clean up the mess, though.
We ain't going to be hunting no treasure.
You're not going to hunt treasure. We're not sharing it with you. We're going to be hunting the treasure. It's just going to be in your yard.
You ain't going to be digging no hole in my yard, sir.
No, it's going to be multiple holes. I mean, unless we...
You're not going to be digging not the first one, nor multiple.
We're basically going to remove the entire front lawn 10 feet deep. The entire lawn's going to be a hole.
Listen, mister, I don't know who in the heck you are, but this has got to be the biggest scam. And if you think I'm falling for it, you are crazy as a mud. And I'm fixing to call my attorney right now.
There's no scam. What kind of scam would it be? I'm with the city.
I don't care if you are with the city. I'm fixing to call Mel Puckett right now.
You better not call Mel Puckett.
Let me tell you something. I'm not even going to talk to you anymore, you sorry son of a gun.
Hey.
And I don't know who in the hell you are, but you are not talking to some dumbass, and you are not digging the first hole in this yard at my house. Do you understand that, sir?
Well, you don't have a choice because you rent the home, you rent the property from us, ma'am.
Hello?
Annette, it's Carol over at the comptroller's office. I'm Roy's supervisor.
I can't. This is Carol.
Yeah, Carol from the city.
You know, I don't know what y'all are what in the world are y'all talking about?
This is Carol from the city. You talked to Roy earlier?
Yes.
And you were very mean to him, and you hurt his feelings, and he's very upset, and I think you owe him an apology.
Well, he is something to call me back to ask for an apology when he has upset me so. And y'all are scammers.
No.
And I'm recording this, and I'm fixing to see if what we can do about turning y'all over to the sheriff.
Oh, no, don't do that. We're with the city. Why would you do that? We're with the city.
You know, I don't care if you work for the city. I live in the county.
Yeah, but, you know, we still own the land over there. You know, we can dig holes.
This is my land, and you're not digging any holes out here, and I don't give a damn whose feelings I have hurt.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Well, that's not a very Christian...
And I want you to quit calling me and harassing me.
No, we're not trying to harass. I just wanted to get an apology for Roy.
I'm not apologizing to nobody.
Please? Because, I mean, he was crying. You had him crying.
I'm going to let him cry.
Well, that's not very Christian-like for you to act
and
like that.
And don't call me anymore.
So why are you being like that? That's so mean. You're so mean.
You are the one that's mean. Y'all are harassers.
What? No, we're not. We're just doing our job here, and you yelled at Roy, and you made
you
Roy cry.
You do not work for the city.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm in the comptroller's office.
Well, that's wonderful. The comptroller is in charge of all the hidden treasures.
That's right. That's what we do here. We were just all we wanted to do
was
come
wonderful.
Dig a
well,
simple
that's
hole.
That's wonderful. Maybe y'all can find a hidden treasure under the chicken when you get it set up.
Under the chicken? What the fuck does that mean, lady?
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to listen to this sorry talk anymore, and don't you call me anymore.
Oh, I might call you.
You're just dodging my phone calls. Dippity-dippity-dodging!
What's up, Rachel? What's up, Roy? I think you're playing games like my car's a toy. You wrote me a note that you left at a ding. But if I'm being honest, I don't see a thing. I'm starting to think it's a bunch of lies. Do you really even have insurance, guys? There must be something that I'm misconstruing. But I know one thing, I'll tell you what you're doing. You're dippity-dippity-dodging. Dippity-dippity-dodging. Dippity-dippity-dodging.
Dippity-dippity-dodging.
My doors are okay, my bumper ain't bent. I don't see a scratch, I don't see a dent. I checked top to bottom and under the hood, but I'm kinda confused cause my car looks good. I just need your insurance if you wanna share. If it's Geico or Progressive, I really don't care. I don't think you appreciate the situation, but I'm calling the cops if there's no communication. You're dippity-dippity-dodging. Dippity-dippity-dodging. Dippity-dippity-dodging.
Dippity-dippity-dodging.
Dippity. Dippity.
I took my phone for calls from an insurance agent, from you, from your significant other, from anybody related to this ding damage.
Thank you, Vista Blue, for that intro song. I don't know if that was supposed to be an intro song, but come on, it's got Natalie in it, so I'm going to use it as an intro song. Stop telling me what to do. Today's show is sponsored by Dark Adderall, the Stunning Kruger Effect, Zero Cool, Flora T, and yet another prank call idiot that I can't stand. Thanks all five of you for supporting the show at patreon.com/phonelosers. Today, we're going to do some calls. Maybe I'll check some voicemails. You know, the prank voicemails, see what's on those. I'm kind of looking forward to just ignoring those for a while and getting to other things. Hey, listeners, I need your help. I'm really tired of Spreadshirt.com. We have a store over on Spreadshirt.com that has all of our t-shirts. And then we have a store on Zazzle.com for all of our stickers. And then, isn't there another one? I think there's another one. Is what I'm saying is I have too many stores. Oh yeah, TeePublic. That's the other one I have. You can find all of these on the SnowplowShow.com website under the merch section. But listen, here's the main thing. I really hate Spreadshirt.com. It's an okay site. They do okay shirts, but it's a pain in the ass to use. Their layout's ugly. I don't like it. I want to get off of there. So do any of you have any suggestions on which t-shirt shop I should use? Or should I just use this TeePublic thing? Because this seems to work out okay. I've had shirts on there for, I don't know, like 7 or 8 years now, I think. Should I just move everything to TeePublic and get rid of the other two stores? That's kind of what I'd like to do. But what do you guys think? In the comments, tell me, what would you use? Would you use TeePublic? Would you use some other more mainstream thing? I know there's a thing called Redbubble. I don't know if that one's any good. I want to move the store, okay? And one last thing before we get started on prank calls today. I just remembered this. Everybody's been complaining at me because the archives are broken. And just recently, archive.org got hacked, which is where I was hot linking a bunch of the episodes to. So since they got hacked, I have not been able to do that.
and I don't know if I'll ever be able to. So the other day, I spent a whole bunch of time fixing all of the links in the podcast feed on snowplowshow.com. So that should all work again. It goes way far back, all the way to 2021, I think. Maybe 2020, if you're looking to complete your collection of Snowplow shows. The archives are still a mess, thanks to archive.org. But some of the other archives work, like the torrent and stuff. So that's what I need from you. Tell me what t-shirt store to use or which one to move to, and then be really disappointed when I don't take your advice. Last week, I got a few carding voicemails and text messages and stuff, and I was kind of not doing those because I was busy doing Fiesta Wear and being from the church of whatever. So I gave a few to Devin on her show night this week, and I think Despicable Dogs called these two on his show. I think I gave them to him. Anyway, listen to this guy.
Hey, bro, you got balls enough to leave a fucking note on my car, but you ain't got balls enough to call me back as a man yourself, faggot. Gotta have your bitch call my daughter, motherfucker. Let's talk man to man.
Daughter's a motherfucker, what?
Motherfucker. Call me. You see the number. Call me.
I do.
Because I'm really upset that you put some shit on my car.
Yeah, so on Devin's show, he went berserk. He was insane. It was a little bit scary. But then I gave the number to Despicable Dogs, and he just didn't react at all. I've got three angry messages here from him. So I'm going to give him one last try and just see if he talks to me. I don't have high hopes for this one.
Hello.
Hey, baby. What you doing?
This.
It's Roy. I left a note on your car a while back, and yeah, I think I might have dinged it. I'm sorry about that. Are you there?
What you want?
Aren't you going to yell at me a bunch today? I liked it when you yelled at me a bunch.
No, man. I ain't got no time for that.
You're all done with that?
Yeah.
Man, you really went crazy on us last week, though.
Yeah.
It was insane.
It's all good. You go, right?
What's that going on in the background? I hear someone hollering.
That's my TV. I'm chilling watching TV.
Why don't you tell your TV to shut the fuck up, sir?
Bye.
Hey, come on. All right, so, yeah, he's done. He's completely had enough of us, and it's over. And you know what? I'm not getting any more carding calls all of a sudden. They've all stopped, as far as I can tell. All I've got is a bunch of Kamala Harris spam in here. Oh, I've got a few text messages here from last week that are not cardings. They're probably related to the Fiesta Wear, maybe.
Yes, Roy, I called you in regards to the I Am Kamani Chicks that you have listed in the Chattanooga, or in the Craigslist, and for Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I was wanting to purchase some, and I called the other number that is listed in there for Beverly.
Uh-oh.
And she is so rude, throwing the F-bomb at me and everything else. There's three numbers listed, two for her and one for you. So if you could call me back and at least let me know if it's a legit.
Okay, all right, I'm doing this. I have no idea what to say about chickens, but at least Beverly's in this one.
Doobie, hello.
Hi, what are you doing?
Hi, what are you doing?
Oh, hey. You know, I'm just hanging out on the computer. I'm watching some YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, just kind of going through the YouTube and seeing what's on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who am I speaking with?
Roy.
Roy?
Yes.
How did you get my number, Roy?
Well, you called and left me a message.
No, I did not.
Oh, yes, you did. You called in regards to the chickens. And you said you talked to my mom, Beverly?
Yeah, the automated thing, Beverly.
Well, no, yeah. She's not exactly automated. You made her cry, ma'am.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
Oh, you're full of shit. I listened to that call you did to her, and that was not nice.
She wasn't nice either.
You were worse than she was. Hey, can you tell that man in the background just to shut the fuck up, please?
No, I will not. That's my husband, and he has a right to say what he wants
to
say.
No, he doesn't.
But I will tell you this. Whenever I first called about the chickens, mm-hmm. her very first words out of her mouth was, "Who the fuck are you?"
Oh, no, the first
Why
thing...
Why do you talk to people like that?
The first
you
thing,
know, if you're going to throw that language at me, I'm going to throw it back, too.
Well, that was my mom. That's just the way she talks.
That's a robot.
Well, whatever. No,
I'm not a robot, sir. You tell that guy calling me a robot to shut the fuck up, okay?
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
You're agreeing with me. You're agreeing with me that you need to shut the fuck up. Good job.
So what do you want?
I was calling to sell you my damn chickens, lady.
Well, I don't want your damn chickens. You're from Oregon. You're not from around where I'm at.
So you're being racist now. You're being racist.
Racist?
Yeah.
I'm not racist.
You're saying, oh, you're not one of our people, so we don't want you around here. You know, it's hard to talk to you on the phone when your stupid fucking husband won't shut the fuck up.
Why won't you just shut up?
Yeah, tell your husband to shut up. Thank you.
No, I'm telling you to shut up.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, what happened? It seems as if he shut up. Did you hang up? Oh, no. I don't know what happened. I'm hanging up. She hung up. She went quiet, I guess. But her phone didn't hang up. I probably could have hung around with her for a while and talked to her again. So they figured out it's a robot. Oops.
Yes, Mr. Roy. My name is Denise Rogers, and I'm calling about the Kamani chickens.
They do worse than I do at pronouncing that.
If you could give me a call back at 423.
Here's one that's just an empty message. They're just sitting there not saying anything.
Hello?
Hey, honey baby. You want to make out?
This is Bro with the ACA group, sir.
Oh, cool. Hey, you want to touch tongues together?
I was just calling in regards to canceling your timeshare. It doesn't seem like you want to do that.
I will cancel it, but only if you let me touch tongues with your tongue. Where can we be? Or could we set up a phone sex arrangement? Oh, I made him uncomfortable. I think he's from a timeshare place. I keep getting timeshare stuff. And they're always in a call center and have a certain way of picking up with that fancy PBX music playing, like probably this one will have. See, I knew it.
Timeshare cancellation department. This is Ashley speaking.
Ashley, you son of a bitch.
Are you having a bad day, sir? Are you still looking
for help with this? I'm not having a bad day. You're going to have the bad day, Ashley.
Well, I'm going to let you go.
Oh, no. I'm hanging up first, Ashley. Oh, man. She hung up first. Oh, look. Another blank message. Probably a timeshare. I'm not even going to call this one. Okay. That is all of the October messages I'm on the prank line. Somehow I ended up on the prank line. Not that it matters. They're both the same thing. It's a bunch of prank calls. Here's a guy that says, did you just ding someone's vehicle and then leave a note about it? Kudos to you. Most people wouldn't have done that. Hey. 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 Why aren't you saying hey back? Hello? I heard you say hello the first time, and now I hear you breathing. You dinged my car and left a note. That wasn't the secret password? Okay, sorry. Maybe I should just try you back. I love you. It's so weird when they say hello and then they won't. Maybe I should say something other than hey. I don't know. Introduce myself, perhaps.
Hello?
Hey, why'd you hang up on me?
I didn't hang up on you.
Oh, yes, you did. Listen, ma'am. You left a note on my car and said you hit it. You said you dinged my vehicle. So, what happened?
Definitely didn't.
Oh, yes, you did. You left a note. What happened?
What are you talking about?
Hey, don't yell at me. You left a note on my car and said you dinged my car. And you know what? I'm going to call the police. My nephew is a sheriff.
Call them.
So I'm reporting you to him. Ma'am! Tell me what you did to my car. Did you hang up? I don't know why my phone system is not telling me when people hang up today. It's a little weird. Okay, that is all of the October text messages on the prank line. So the prank line's all cleared up. I still have chicken calls in September. But here, let's take a look at this year's ding line so we can do some more recent stuff.
Yes, my name's Chuck. I'm calling to see if you still have the Fiesta wear. My phone number is 20054, and my name is Chuck, and I'm calling about the Fiesta wear. Please give me a call back. Thank you.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
It's your neighbor. It's Steven. Hey, did you sleep okay last night?
Yeah. Yeah, why?
Oh, I had my nightmare machine running, and it should have given, it does like a certain radius around here and gives people bad dreams and nightmares.
Oh, yeah, I slept okay.
Okay, you sure? You didn't have any problems?
No.
You're maybe suppressing the nightmares or something, perhaps?
No.
Oh, okay. Also, you called and asked if I had that Fiesta wear still.
Oh. I'm not interested right now. I'm in the middle of moving.
Oh, why'd you call me then?
I don't remember now.
You don't remember? I mean, you said you don't want to. He no longer wants the Fiesta wear. He's suddenly moving and just doesn't have time for Fiesta wear. Okay. Wow, there's actually still a lot of these Fiesta wear calls. I missed them before somehow.
Hi, Roy. My name is Brandon. I was calling because I saw you had some Fiesta plates up for grabs. I don't know if those are still available. You can just call or text me at 785-221.
Okay, let's see if Brandon picks up.
Home team, this is Brandon. How may I help you today?
Oh, hey, you had an ad up saying you're selling this Fiesta wear. I was interested in that. Is it free?
Ah, yes. I'm sorry. That's right. Yeah, I would love to pick that up. Would you be available sometime, say?
What do you mean you're going to pick it up? No, I want to pick it up from you. You got the free Fiesta wear?
Oh, no. You have the wrong idea. I contacted somebody about Fiesta wear, and I hadn't heard back from them. So that's the number that you got. I'm sorry.
Sir, are you playing on my phone? I don't appreciate it. You know, I have better things to do than this. I don't know what your problem
not
is.
I'm following you. I'm not playing a trick on you, friend. I reached out to somebody about that, but I'm not selling it. I don't know what to tell you.
Why are you making phone pranks? You sound a little bit too old for that.
Friend, I'm not making a phone prank. I'm telling you.
I'm not your friend, buddy. All right, that got rid of Brandon. I don't even remember what I was saying to Fiesta wear people before. Oh my gosh, there's like a good 10 phone numbers here in a row that are the Fiesta wear area. I might skip around on these a little bit.
Hello there, Roy. My name is John, and I was at my local Walmart the other day.
Oh, God.
And you left a note on my car.
Why did I?
Saying you dinged it and that I parked like a hillbilly.
Why did I save this one? This is obviously fake.
Like, what the fuck does that mean? And I found no damage, so I'm a bit confused, but it's all right. Just call me back at this number.
The damage is all right, but I still want you to call me back for some reason. And I know I did try to call him back or her back. I don't even know, but I never got a pickup on that one, and I'm still not getting one today. So whatever.
I'm Marty McFly from Hill Valley, California. After a long day of running all over town, making out with my mom, and trying to get the sports almanac back from Biff, I like to sit back with a cold glass of Pepsi Perfect and listen to prank phone calls on Cacti Radio.
Marty, you've got to come back with me.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Doc, again? I'm a kid, for Christ's sakes. Can't you endanger the life of someone your own age for a change? Why the hell is Goldie Wilson here with you? What did she do this time, Doc?
You're home for the PLA, the Mr. Bates Radio Show.
And umbrellas.
One second. My headset just came apart.
CatTyRadio.com. All right, let's move on to something else. I'm going to go to the request folder and see what we have in here. And of course, it's mostly the sign guy sending me tons and tons of shit. And by shit, I mean pretty good numbers. Thanks, the sign guy.
Hello.
Oh, hey there. It's David from Verizon Wireless. We need to change your number.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. We're just going to be changing your number here. I've got your new number here for you to write down.
No, I'm not changing my number.
Oh, yeah. We're going to... This 816 number here that
hey,
I just...
Hey, look, asshole. You called me once before. I know your shit, okay?
That's hilarious. Why are you mad? If he knows it's a joke, why is he so angry? So listen here, the sign guy. I'm going to need you to not take pictures of signs that you've already taken pictures of, okay? No, I'm just kidding. Sign guy sends me hundreds of signs, so there's no way for him to inventory them and keep a database in his car. Although it would be nice. I guess I won't expect that from him.
Hello.
Hey, remember that time I told you I was with Verizon and I'm going to change your number?
Yeah, what about it?
I don't know. Why don't you think it's funny? It's a little bit funny, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm laughing my ass off.
Okay, well, you don't sound like you. You sound really upset with me, and I don't want
okay, what do you
want
to know? What do you want
to
know?
Well, you know, it was supposed to be a fun joke, and we were going to laugh together, and you just got all mad and yelled at me.
Yeah.
So I don't know what your problem is, sir.
When you call and tell me that I'm gonna, you're going to change my number and I have nothing to do with it, that wasn't very funny, okay?
I know, but, you know, in the end, your number didn't change, and you should be happy about
that. No, it didn't change. Is this how you get your jollies? You call around and tell people you're going to change your numbers?
Yeah, yeah, and it cheers them up in the end because they thought they were going to lose their number, and then all of a sudden they're not losing their number. It's kind of like I'm giving them a gift.
Well, you keep it up, you'll get a gift from me.
What's it going to be? A kiss, okay? Kiss on the mouth?
Because you don't know me, bro. You don't know who you're talking to, okay?
What would you do to me?
I'm telling you.
Would you kiss me on the mouth? With your tongue? I don't think he was talking about a kiss on the mouth. By the way, he blocked my number, the one that I originally called on. I couldn't get through to him that way, so I switched over to another line and tricked him into picking up. I got him good. Here's a number change from Paulster Cactus. I ordered Chinese food as takeout, and they inserted someone else's phone number and name on my receipt. Rhonda sounds like a perfect prank victim, but maybe do a number change. She won't believe you work at a Chinese restaurant. Wow, that's very racist of Rhonda.
Hello?
Hi, Rhonda.
Hello?
Rhonda, can you hear me? It's David from China King.
Yes?
You were here a few days ago and, you know, picked up some food. You got the beef. The general beef. Hello? Can you hear me?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you kept our pin. You need to bring that pin back, okay?
What?
None of our customers can sign their receipts when they pick up things because you took the pin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ma'am, you signed the receipt with the pin. You need to bring the pin back. We don't appreciate you just walking off with our pin. You know, pins don't grow on trees, do they? Oh, so that's how it's going to be. She's just going to hang up on me.
You've reached Rhonda. I can't take your call right now, but if you please leave me a message, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Listen here, Rhonda. You better bring that pin back and, you know, bring the cap with it because it had a cap on it when you walked out with it. Just bring the pin back. That's all we want. Just bring it back. Bring it back. You don't even have to say anything to us. Just leave it on the counter. And then your conscience will be set free. Thank you, Rhonda. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get a call back from her because I called from China King because I think Paulster Cactus is right. They probably wouldn't believe that I work at China King. I've got a weird handwritten note here from Templos, and the email subject says AC system note found on the ground. And it's got an address on it. It says 3.5 RV system C/O. Then it has the name Gary and a phone number with no area code, but Templos gives me what the area code probably is. And he says probably an HVAC tech dropped this. And there's a big splotch of yellow in the middle of the paper as if either Templos or Gary peed on the note. I don't know which one of them it was, but gross. I'm glad I don't have to touch this. So is he Gary or am I Gary? I'm not too sure.
Hello.
Hey, Gary?
Yes.
I'm calling from the 357 Street. You did this thing for us, you know? We saw you put the hidden microphone in our wall. What's that about? We had to get in there for something else. Why are you putting hidden microphones in our wall?
No. I haven't done nothing, bud.
Oh, yes, you have, because there's nobody else been in there except for you.
How did you get this number?
Look here, buddy. Why'd you put a hidden microphone in our wall? What, are you listening to us?
I ain't put nothing in your wall,
you freaking
dude.
Pervert.
And when was this supposed to have happened?
Oh, just recently. You know when you were in there doing the thing.
No,
What are you doing that for?
Yeah, I don't know. What are you doing, weirdo?
What are you calling me a weirdo for? I'm a customer. Okay. He doesn't want to play along with me, but thank you, Templos. Oh, shit. We have a bunch of Domino's Pizza phone numbers here from 10 days ago. Darn it. I'm so behind on everything. First Ding Timber, then the Church of Molenwolf. But I'm kidding. I'm always behind. I don't mean to blame people. I just don't want to blame myself. So, Murphy, thank you for these 10 pizza receipts. We'll see how they go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Lee?
Leah.
Well, no, it's pronounced Lee.
Lee who?
Lee.
It's pronounced Leah.
Oh, no, it's Lee. Is this Lee?
It's Leah. L-E-A-H.
Okay, it's fine. I won't question it anymore. You can say it's pronounced like that. This is David from the Domino's.
David from the Domino's?
Yeah, you ordered a pizza from us, maybe a week ago?
Yes.
You took our pin when you came in and picked it up. You took our pin off the counter.
What pin?
Well, you know, just the pin that's on the counter for people to sign receipts with.
Okay.
Because you got to write down your tip and sign your name. And listen here, ma'am. I don't want to, I'm not trying to start anything, but your penmanship is, you know, it could be better.
My penmanship?
Yeah, your penmanship on this receipt.
Uh-huh.
Because it took us a while to decipher the numbers and all that stuff. So, you know, work on your penmanship. But also, can you bring back our pen?
I don't even know what the pen looked like, sir.
Well, you shouldn't have taken it. Like, it wasn't yours.
What's your name?
My name's David Deaver.
David who?
David Deaver.
David who?
David Deaver. Lee. When are you going to bring a pin back? You can just bring back another pin, but just make sure it's at least equal value or greater. You know, don't bring us some bullshit.
What Domino's are you located at?
Don't bring us some bullshit crappy pin, okay?
Okay, what Domino's are you located at?
Well, which one did you get your pizza from?
Which one are you calling from?
Okay, well, our Domino's is number 50. That's our store number.
And this is not so you call me from your phone?
What do you mean from my phone?
Oh, so you call me from your phone?
What are you talking about? Explain yourself, Lee. Do you want to know the address of our Domino's, really?
Yeah.
12 Boulevard. I don't know what that's supposed to prove, though.
Okay. Well, I'll be up there to handle the situation.
Well, you better bring a pin with you.
I'm not the right person to play with.
Don't you dare bring a felt tip pin. If you bring a felt tip pin, I'm gonna blow my top.
Are you special?
No, I'm not special. Not in that way, anyway. Not the way you're thinking. But listen, if you bring a felt tip pin, I will blow my top. You bring a ballpoint pin.
I'll bring a dick to stick in your.
In my what?
I'm going to talk to your manager about this conversation. I have a witness to hear everything that you said to me.
What's the witness's name?
And I am a child, and I do not respect this tone and the type of things you come in to say to me.
Well, I don't appreciate you.
And I'll be
lying.
Wrong if I get my brothers and cousins to come up there and set it up.
Well, you know what? Even though you're a child, you can't threaten me like that. And also, your name's Lee. Quit lying about your name.
And you will be losing your job after today. Thank you. Have a good one.
You shouldn't be ordering pizza because you're a minor. Minors can't order pizza, can they? And it does not show me what they wrote, you know, like they signed. I don't know what her penmanship looks like is what I'm saying. All I have is completely blank receipts here with no writing on them. So I wasn't really making fun of a minor's penmanship. And man, none of these are delivery. I really want to do a delivery one so I can accuse them of being lazy. I don't think a single one of these is delivery. That sucks. Not to complain, Murphy. I'm just saying.
Hello.
Jason.
Speaking.
Oh, about time you pick up. I called like three times. Hey, this is David from the Domino's. You were here like a week ago.
Yeah.
Doing a pickup, a carry out. Remember?
A month ago.
Yeah, well, not quite a month. It was this month. It was on the 18th. That's like 12 days ago. It's not a month. 12 days ago, Jason. Hello? Can you hear me?
What is this phone call about?
Oh, okay. Well, while you were in there waiting for your pickup, you kept looking at me like you wanted to fight. And I don't want to fight with you. Like, I have no interest in fighting with you. So I just wanted to clear that up. I do not want to fight you. It's a little weird you'd come in and act like that.
I'm unclear what this call is about. I'm sorry.
Oh, you were in here and you're just looking at me the whole time like you wanted to fight. And I wasn't sure what that was about. Maybe you're just having a bad night or something. But I definitely do not want to fight you.
Okay.
I mean, I totally could fight you if I really wanted to, but you know, that's just not the kind of thing I'm into. I don't want to fight. No, I don't know why you want to fight. Did I do something wrong?
Yeah. I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, no. No, I called Jason.
I was not in town on the date that you are saying this happened on.
This must be credit card fraud then. Says 10/18/2024. Looks like you paid with PayPal. So it's not credit card fraud. It's PayPal fraud. How did someone use your PayPal on 10/18?
All right. Have a good day.
Look here, buddy.
Goodbye.
Hey, look here. Why is he lying to me? And damn it, on this last one, it's one of those car side pickups and tells me she was driving a gray Toyota Camry. But the phone number is wiped out. Like, it's the two digits of the last four digits are just kind of missing. I could sit here and dial all 100 possible combinations until we find Sophia, but no, I don't think I have time for that. That's too bad, because the other car side pickup didn't work either. I wanted to insult their cars.
Hello?
Hi, is this Alex?
Yes.
Okay, hey, this is David from the Domino's. You guys ordered some pizza back on the 19th?
Huh?
You ordered some pizza back on the 19th? Yeah, it was a carry out. And you know the guy that helped you, Jake?
I drove by because you could see him. Maybe.
Well, you told him that he could charge his iPhone by putting it in the microwave and turning the microwave on, and he did that, and you ruined his phone. So what do you have to say for yourself?
What?
Why would you tell Jake that he could charge up his iPhone by putting it in the microwave and turning it on for a minute?
I meant to tell him to put it in the rice.
You what?
I meant to tell him to put it in the rice.
Yeah, it's real funny, isn't it? Jake doesn't have a cell phone anymore, and you're over there laughing about it. You're being a real asshole over there, Alex. How would you like it if someone cooked your phone in the microwave?
You should try cooking your phone.
I don't have a phone, ma'am. Stop assuming things about me.
How are you calling us?
You need to stop telling people to ruin their phones. It's not funny. There's consequences when you do that kind of thing.
What are the consequences?
Well, Jake's mother died because she couldn't reach him. It's like an emergency, and she just died. You killed an old lady. You killed Jake's mom.
Go Trump.
Are you for Trump or Kamala?
Neither. I'm going to vote for who I really want to vote for. Why would you think it's one of those two?
Well, those are really the only two that'll make.
Oh yeah, no, that's what they want you to think. That's how they get you to vote for them. They say we're the only two. Nobody else can possibly win except us.
No one else could possibly win.
Then everybody believes that.
So where are you right now?
What does it matter? What are you talking about politics for? I'm talking about you killing an old lady. Why would you kill an old lady like that?
Who the fuck is Jake?
Jake, he's one of our employees here.
Where?
Here at the Domino's. Duh.
What Domino's?
The Domino's that you were here at like 12 days ago? 13.
Yeah, but which Domino's? There's like 10 Domino's near here. I'm actually going to call the cops for harassment.
Okay. You can call them and I'll just wait here. And, you know, that way they can trace my call easier. Go ahead, call them. I'll wait. But I'm going to tell them that you cooked Jake's phone in the microwave and in turn killed his mother.
Who the fuck is Jake? What's Jake's last name?
McGuire.
Who the fuck Jake is McGuire? Only Jake I know is my ex.
You wouldn't know this Jake, ma'am, because he works here. Well, how would you know,
well,
Jake?
Well, clearly I didn't tell him to put his fucking phone in the microwave.
Why would you be telling? Why would you be giving him advice like that anyway? That's weird.
I think you're weird.
Is Jake in a frat? A frat?
You need to keep your advice to yourself. How the fuck would I know? We're Domino's. We're not in a damn sorority
well,
over
personally,
here.
I would never talk to someone that works at Domino's.
Well, then how'd you place your order? How'd you come in and pick it up?
You didn't say a thing to anybody? Thing called online.
You're full of shit, because you still have to come to the store and pick it up when you do a carryout.
No, they Uber it to us. We have special privileges.
Bullshit. I know how this order went out, and I remember when you were in here, and you were flirting with Jake. I'm like, hey, big
what
boy,
do we look like?
Why don't you put your
what
phone
do I look like?
Put your phone in the microwave, and that'll charge it up right away.
What do I look like?
Because you were trying to get his phone number. And he didn't want to give it to you, so he used the excuse that his phone was dying. What?
What do I look like?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and talk shit about your looks, but, you know, just...
Clearly, you don't know what I look like, then.
Oh, okay. You think you're a pretty hot person, then, don't you?
Actually, Republicans are hotter.
Okay. There we go with politics again.
That's, I mean, we can eat this up right now. Abortions, murder, I'm going to have a gun. What else do you want to debate about? I can go all day.
Oh, I could just hang up on you, couldn't I?
Oh, that'd be
cool. Oh, looks like we lost Alex. She's probably off to call the police on me, which is hilarious. A fucking murderer calling the police on me. We have two more numbers to go. We've got a Cole and we've got a Caesar.
Hello.
Hello, Cole. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me, Cole?
I can hear you.
Okay, it's David from the Domino's Pizza. You ordered a pizza. You were in here, like, on the 19th. Came in around 6 p.m.
I did order a pizza.
Yeah.
But that was...
You came in here, and you went into our basement. And, like, you have no business being in our basement, Cole. Like, there's nothing down there for you.
I did not go into your basement.
Oh, yes, you did. No, we have the security cameras here, and you just walked into the basement door and went down there.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I don't know what your problem is, but you need to stay the fuck out of our basement if you come back here, okay?
You just need to stay the fuck out of his basement.
Hey, Cole, can you maybe not mumble? You know, speak loudly into the phone so people can hear you.
Different call or something.
Because what I hear is, rrr, 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 rrr. You got to put the phone up to your mouth so I can hear you, you know? I think you're holding it upside down.
What's this going to do?
What?
This is a Halloween thing.
A Halloween thing?
That's what I assume it is.
You mumbled something about a Halloween thing. Can you explain using a full sentence while enunciating?
Do not get what I mean. I just don't know whose number this is.
Do I hear some bitch in the background? Can you tell her to shut the fuck up, please, Cole?
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't really know who this is.
What?
Who is this?
Oh my god. Hey, you know what? I can hear you. Why are you dating a mumbler? Like, he mumbles. He's like, rrr, 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 rrr.
Who are you?
Why don't you find someone who knows how to talk? You need to, hey, listen here, lady. You need to get him into some, maybe public speaking classes or, I don't know, basic high school English.
He's 2'5"
I would encourage him to do that.
You're really funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying your boyfriend sucks.
So, why are you calling?
Oh, I was calling to ask Cole just to stay out of our basement here at the Domino's, okay? I'm the manager.
I don't think you have a 1-inch nail basement.
I don't think you know anything about our building. I think this building's been here longer than you've been alive. So why don't you just shut the fuck up? Stop trying to tell us how our building's designed. Guess what? We have an attic, too. Can you believe that? Can you believe there's an attic at the Domino's?
What do you think this is? I gotta get to work.
What's your name?
I already told Cole that. Cole, what did I tell you?
I don't remember what he said.
We unfortunately don't remember what you said.
Oh, yes. Terrible memory retention, too. Is he stupid or something? I love when I ask if you're stupid, you just laugh. It's like a yes.
Yeah, because he finds you really, really funny.
No, I'm not. I am not funny. I'm a Christian, ma'am.
You're a Christian?
Yeah, how dare you call me funny?
Oh, my God. Stop.
All right. I'm tired of talking to you both. You just tell Cole to stay the fuck out of the basement. I have to get going and make some pizzas, okay?
Like, actually, who do you think that is?
I don't know. Who are you?
Did he say your name's Ashley?
My name is not Ashley.
Did he say actually, but he pronounced it really poorly? And one of them hung up. Well, that was the last one that we'll pick up. There's one left, but he just will not pick up on me, so I'm done with him. And I have a few that didn't answer, which I will get back to some other day. Thank you, Murphy, for sending in all these pizza receipts. The sign guy also has like a billion Domino's receipts, but I am done with Domino's for the day, I think. Man, I thought Cole's microphone on his phone was just broken till his girlfriend got on. Turns out he just doesn't know how to talk into a phone.
You have reached Cadra Cadabra, where we promise a woman driver for the safety of our women riders. If you have reached voicemail, then I am most likely driving right now. Please text your name, location for pickup, and location for drop-off, and I will text you when I am stopped with a price and approximate pickup time, and I'll head your way. Thank you for giving Cabra Cadabra a chance, and I'll see you soon.
So she's a cab driver, I think for women only. Let me try her from a local number. Maybe she'll actually pick up.
You have reached Cabra Cadabra, where we promise a woman driver for the safety of our women.
So that lady works for a company called Cabra Cadabra, and I thought that was kind of a cool name for a cab company. Even though it's a cab company for only women, it's very sexist. It makes me want to start up a men-only cab company, because this doesn't seem fair that women get their own cab. But I just Googled it, and it's actually a BoJack Horseman idea. Todd and Emily's business idea. It looks like there's a whole episode about it. I don't remember this at all. It's been forever since I watched BoJack. But she has a business card and everything for Cabra Cadabra with her name on it. It says women drivers to feel safe, but she refuses to pick up. I guess she's driving somebody around right now.
You have reached Cabra Cadabra. Ugh.
All right, I give up on her for now. I really wanted to talk to her, though. That's from the sign guy. He's like, she still uses AOL, LOL. Which is true. There's her AOL address on here. She probably pays $20 a month for it or something.
Hello?
Hello, sir. Sir, hello? Hello, this is Steve Dave from Royco Roofing. We're up here on your roof right now at the manufactured home, taking it off, and there's some guy down there yelling at us. That's not you, is it?
What? You're on the roof of lot 55?
Yeah, we're taking the roof off. We're getting ready to put a new roof on. Are you the one that ordered a new roof?
No, not for lot 55. I'm home right now. I don't think you're on my home.
Oh, I thought you lived at a different place.
No, this is, who do you think you're calling?
Oh, boy, are we on the wrong roof? Do you see us out here somewhere? Look around. Are we on a roof?
This is David. Well, I'm not having my roof replaced.
Oh, yes, you are. Yeah, we're going to be tearing it. We've been tearing it off. I hope we're at the right place.
Well, you're who do you think you're calling?
I'm trying to call you, this 8891.
That is my number, but what do you think, like, who do you think this is?
Look here, buddy, you're going to be paying for this roof. Is this some kind of a prank call?
What name do you think you're, I'm home and there's no one on my roof.
It says Kissinger on here, on this work order form. We're not supposed to be giving out information on work order forms, sir. You could be an identity thief.
I have not asked for anything to be done on my roof, and you are not presently at my home.
Oh, no. Okay, well, I think you're going to have some problems here, because this person is going to want someone to pay for their roof. If you gave the wrong address.
I have not done anything or asked for anything. What did you say your company was?
A Royco. And look, what are you trying to pull here? Is this some kind of a scam?
I don't know anything about Royco.
Yes, you do, because you ordered this roof from us.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. You need to quit denying this.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
Well,
what
sounds like you are
right now.
Sounds like you are.
What address are you at?
I'm lot 55. We're on your roof.
But you're not on my roof. Yeah. I'm at home.
No, I'm just kidding. I was wondering, like you said, it's for sale by owner for $50,000. When how quick can you be out?
You want to buy my home after?
I'm not really a roofing guy. It's just a joke to break the ice.
Just a joke to break the ice. Mm-hmm. I can be out. I've got an offer already.
Is it more than $50,000?
Is the offer more than $50,000? No, the offer is $50,000.
Okay. Sir, can you tell that baby in the background just to shut the fuck up because we're on the phone?
Yes. But my current offer is for $50,000.
Can you just find its mother or something and tell her to go in a different room? Thank you. Okay. I'll give you $35,000 for it because it looks kind of shitty.
Well, that is less than the current offer, so I will not take that.
Okay, all right. Well, I had fun talking to you.
Well, I'm so glad that you had fun. Let me know if you're interested.
There's that baby again.
Yeah, there it is.
Ugh. Tell it to be quiet. You got to learn how to parent, sir.
I'm doing my best, working on it.
Okay. I was hoping you wouldn't be home, and that way I could say I'm on your roof, tearing off your roof, and you'd be like, what? That would have been a better joke.
It would have been a better joke. That's true.
Teach it how to speak, at least.
A few years behind on that.
Okay. All right. Well, look, sir, I love you. I saw your poster, but I can't afford $50,000.
Oh, okay, no problem. I understand.
Or $35,000.
Oh, okay, you're just looking to spend some time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you got everything. I hope this was satisfying for you. I hope you got exactly what you wanted.
I did. I recorded it and everything.
Well, okay. Well, great. Excellent.
All right. I love you.
I love you too.
And your baby sounds very cute, okay? I was just kidding about shutting it up.
I'm gonna hang up
before it drives me crazy. I gotta go. Bye.
Okay, goodbye. Right, bye. Have a good day.
Well, darn, that was a poster up on a poster board from the sign guy. I was hoping he wouldn't live there, so I could just be like, I'm tearing off your roof and you're not here. Ha ha ha. But no, that didn't work. Here's a number from Anime Girl. She wants me to call Marshall, which is some angry redneck lady who wants to complain about squatters that are living on her property.
Hello?
Oh, hey, hello.
Hey, Marshall,
hello?
Yeah.
What's going on? I need to
what? What can I do for you?
Oh, I was hoping you still got some space for rent there. Hey, who is that in the background? Can you tell them to just shut up? Is that a TV or something?
Hang on just a minute.
Maybe go to
what do you need?
Go to a quiet room.
What do you need?
Oh, I want to rent
what
one.
Do you need?
Hey, I want to live in your house.
when I live in my house.
Yeah.
Do you even know who you called?
Yeah, Marshall. I thought I could call here and get some squatter information. I was hoping to live there for just a little while, rent free.
Darling, I'm sorry. This is not my show.
No, you said it was earlier. When I said Marshall, you're like, yeah.
I just wanted, she had this number, but I've got the number now, so I'm not her.
Look here, okay? Lady. Look here, lady. I need a place to squat, okay?
I don't even know where you're at.
Well, don't worry about it. I know where your property is. What are you doing with Marshall's phone?
I've got the number now.
Okay.
So I've got the number.
Who is that in the background that just said, who are you talking to? I heard her.
That is my patient. That is my client. So don't worry about that, honey. You've got the wrong number.
Look, you need to tell your patient to shut the fuck up, okay? Because you're on the phone. Your patient? She hung up on me. What's she talking about? It's her patient. It's her patient / client, and she's taking her phone? What the hell, anime girl? I'm going to try her back.
Hi, maybe it's Jessica Kendo.
Uh-oh. She's already changed the voicemail on Marshall's phone. Now it's Jessica.
Hi, maybe it's Jessica Kendo. Leave a message or text, and I will get back to you as quickly as possible.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Well, now I'm confused because your voicemail says Jessica, and that doesn't sound like you. So I'm starting to think that you are Marshall, and that Marshall is not your quote-unquote patient. Listen, lady, I'll pay you $5 a week if you just let me live there, okay? Please, $5 a week. I won't cause no trouble, okay? Please, please call me back. Thanks, Marshall / Jessica. Anime girl, I don't know if I'm, like, allowed to do that. Like, you know, do something specific to what you're telling me in the premise section. Was I supposed to say I'm a squatter? Probably not. I'm sorry. Let me know if I went too far on that one. Here's another number from Anime Girl. She says his name is Larry, and the dude was a jerk to me. So we're going to get him back, Anime Girl. We're going to be a jerk to him. And that'll teach him to be a jerk to you.
Hello.
Hey there, is this Larry?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Steve Day from AT&T. I needed to let you know we're changing your phone number here in just a minute. The 6839.
Why?
Just somebody else needs it for another purpose. It's going to be for a business line.
You're going to take my number away and give it to somebody else for another purpose?
Well, they bid on it. So, they're just going to take your number and you get a brand new one.
But, I don't want a brand new one.
But you get a better area code. We're going to give you a 616 this time.
I don't want a 616.
Okay, well, that's what you're getting. I mean, we could do it. We could do a different area code, I guess, but we have to change your number. Sorry about this. I know it's inconvenient. So do you have something to write it down
with?
Who
are you with?
I'm with AT&T Wireless.
And you're taking my number I've had away for 12 years.
Yeah, 12 years.
You give it to somebody else.
Long time. You should share it with somebody new.
So you're going to give it to somebody new that hadn't done business with you?
Right, yes. Well, no, they've got other numbers with us. They just said they wanted that one because it spells something in their business.
Well, I don't give a shit what they want. I want to keep the number I got.
Okay, well, they bid money on it, so, you lose.
Did I get a chance to bid money on it?
Well, this is a lot of money, so we just figured you're probably too poor to try and bid on it.
So you sold me out.
Oh, calm down. Quit being dramatic, sir. Could you just get a pen or a pencil?
I'm not being dramatic. I'm just not doing business with you pricks anymore.
Oh, yeah, right. Look,
Excuse me?
Just get a pen or a pencil and write down your new number, and we can be done with this. I don't want to sit here and debate about it. I've debated enough today.
The best thing to do is not call and bother me with silly crap like this to start with.
Well, I need to give you your new phone number so you know what it is, because we got to change it.
Okay.
All right. You ready for your new phone number?
I want the same area code I have.
Oh, no. No, I had it set up for 616, and you're like, oh, I don't want... 616.
616 is an Arkansas area code. Since when?
No, it's not.
Look, that is not an Arkansas area code.
Look, buddy, I didn't say it was. It's just an internal 616. Okay, he hung up. Crap! I'm getting confused, because I know 616 is Michigan, but on my internal system here, Arkansas is extension 616. if that makes any sense to you. If I ever want to call Anime Girls Arkansas line, then all I have to do is dial 616, and that takes me to her 501 number. God, I got all confused on that one. Damn it. I messed up. So I think the way to fix this is to give him a British Columbia number.
Hello.
Larry, listen here, buddy. I'm just going to change your number, and if you want to know what it is, call up somebody with caller ID and ask them, okay? So this is your official notice that your number will change in about 2 minutes. Okay? Okay, Larry?
Does it matter?
Does it sound
like it's okay to you?
Well, you're being kind of a dick about the whole thing.
You're being a motherfucker for changing my number.
I'm giving
you... You're not with AT&T if you're calling him a dick.
Sir, you need to shut that lady the fuck up. You tell her to go to another room. Go to the other room.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
You.
Look, I'm giving you a British... And that's where he hangs up. He's like, I don't want no Middle Eastern phone number. So there you go, Anime Girl. I think I succeeded on that one. That dude was a jerk to you. I got him real good, didn't I? And furthermore, Anime Girl, I think it's time for voicemails now. So here we go. Let's listen to some voicemails.
Oh, hey, Brad.
Hey.
I just decided to smoke some weed and listen to your wonderful show.
Yay.
And I love you, and I'm so glad you make it still. And I said, why am I not a Patreon?
Yeah, what the hell? You scumbag.
So I decided to subscribe.
Son of a bitch.
And I get to listen to these beautiful hobo shows. Thank you, Brad.
Well, thank you.
We love you. You have a blessed day.
I appreciate the subscription thing. That's very exciting for you. You hobo sods now. You're going to have so much shit to listen to.
Oh, Mr. Carter, give me a call.
Stop it.
Give me the funniest call of all.
I don't like it.
Hey, Brad. It's Nick from Chicago, a.k.a. Showfo, calling in. Long-time listener, 10-plus years. Love the work. Keep it up, my dude. I love you.
Thank you.
Hey, Brad. Great shows lately. I've been keeping up, you know, with the hobo sodes and all that. Good shit.
Thanks.
We look forward to hearing y'all on Pranksgiving. I am aware that's coming up. So
who said I'm doing it, though?
All right. Cactus.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, Brad. Nexona again.
Hey.
So it turns out when the guy shook my hand and told me I have the job, what he really meant was, get out of here, you filthy hobo. So, back to square one, but, you know, it's times like these I remember the words of my sensei. He said, I don't remember what he said. The way he was looking at me.
Crud.
I don't know why he was looking at me like
that. Okay, your 30 seconds are up. Sorry. They get mad at me if I play over 30 seconds. I can't help it.
Hey, Brad, it's your boy King Gold Slime.
Hey.
Just want to say thank you for all of the laughs over the years, man. I appreciate it. Keep doing your thing.
You're
welcome. Also, I saw Carol in Wawa the other day, and she said she's been trying to get in contact with you. Her unemployment is about to run out, and she needs a little bit of work.
Look, I don't owe her anything, okay?
So just, you know, bring her in on the next show or two.
Yeah, we'll
give
see.
Give her something to do, man. Anyway, like I said, keep doing your thing. I appreciate it. Deuces.
Freaking Carol just going around bothering listeners.
Hi, this is Mary, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Hello.
Hey, Brad, I just would really like to know where the fuck your episode is for this week.
Jeez.
You're 4 days late.
I know.
I'm really mad.
Sorry.
Motherfucker. I need my episode.
Here it is. Are you happy now?
Hang up the phone.
No, you. I tried to have this one out on the weekend, but things did not go well with pranks.
Brad, it's Brown Teresa.
Hey.
The call with you, Cam, and Barbara, you know, and Cam asked Barbara about getting the train ran on her and how many dicks she sucked
those
today.
Those were the days.
That call was hilarious and one of your best, Brad.
Thank you.
Love it so much. All right, that's all. Bye. Love you.
Thanks, Brown Teresa. I think I'm going to wrap this up for the day and get this show put out. Because I'm seeing people in here freaking out because I'm late on putting a show out. I'm sorry, everybody. So thank you to the sponsors, Dark Adderall, The Stunning Kruger Effect, Zero Cool, Flora T, and yet another Patreon idiot that I can't stand. And thanks, everybody, for listening to my show. I'm glad you enjoy it. Anyone home? Come on, come on.
Here, you goddamn asshole. You leave my goddamn phone number alone, you stupid son of a bitch.